Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the Middle East right now. There is violence between Israel and people launching missiles from Gaza, fighting. I think Biden is getting it right. It's taken him a while to get it right. But here is my take on it. Israel has been showered with hundreds of missiles coming in from the Gaza area, just launched into populated areas. We have a defensive system called Iron Dome or Iron Shield, variously interpreted, and it has gotten rid of, defended against most of them, but not all of them. Now, you imagine if somebody from Illinois were launching missiles into Milwaukee, 500 of them, just anywhere in the city, hitting houses, hitting schools, hitting office buildings. So Israel has responded with air power, trying to bomb the sites of where they're coming from. This requires U.S. intervention. You know, the position of a lot of administrations in the past has been some kind of a feel-good statement, but this is is existential. It started with a dispute. There are people praying during Ramadan at a mosque that's considered the third holiest mosque in Islam, but it's also the site of one of the holiest places in Judaism, and frankly, Jerusalem is sacred to Christians. That's where our Lord Jesus Christ went into, remember, Palm Sunday? So the three Abrahamic religions, three monotheistic religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all revere Abraham. Believe it or not, they all revere Abraham. And Islam reveres Jesus Christ. They just don't look on him as God, but they say he was a great prophet. There is the basis for accommodation here, but we cannot permit our ally Israel to be bombarded with rockets. And there have been statements from the authoritarian left, from the squad, from Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib, calling Israel a terrorist state and a apartheid and all this kind of stuff. That's got to stop. The position of the United States, bipartisan, has to be, we will fight against and eliminate any threat to Israel's existence. One of the problems going on there is this is not just a dispute between Palestinians and Israelis. This is not just about several Palestinian families were evicted from their apartments, which had been winding through the courts for a long time. Some of them involved non-payment of rent, some other things. All of that can be resolved judicially. In fact, the Israeli Supreme Court enjoined their eviction for the time being. But the people behind this are Iran and Turkey. And I want to explain that because it's an unlikely alliance. Turkey sees itself as a successor of the Ottoman Empire, ravaged Europe for 1,300 years. Starting in the 700s, they went in, occupied Spain, murdered people, forcibly converted them, and they were in Spain through the 1400s, 700 years. They still have part of the Balkans. They occupied all the Balkans in Greece for a while. And then finally, in the 19th century, they were called the sick man of Europe. They dwindled away. In the 20th century, after the First World War, the threat to Europe was eliminated, although Turkey genocided about 1.5 million Armenian Christians. Well, after that, Turkey was a secular state. It was a good neighbor, it was a good ally, member of NATO, until Erdogan got in. And Erdogan is using fundamentalist Islam as an organizational tool to keep himself in power. But he's still in NATO. But he'll deal with Russia and buy things from Russia. We sanction him, but he's still in NATO. So he does some things that are good. Sent troops to Afghanistan, Turkish troops to act as guards, because they presumed the locals wouldn't kill them because they were of the same background. His statement about what happened in the West Bank, strike that, in Jerusalem recently, He said, quote, Israel is a cruel terrorist state and Jerusalem is our city. Hello, what do you mean his city? It's really his city. He's talking about the Ottoman Empire. He's talking about 1,000 years ago. This guy is very unpopular with students in the universities, with journalists, with people who want to be free, who like the secular nature of Turkish society up till him, and they want him out. And he's trying to pander to a base by saying these kinds of things. Why this is unusual is he's a Sunni Muslim. The Ottoman Empire were Sunnis. The Shiites are only about 10% of the world's Muslims, 90% are Sunnis. Iran is the principal Shiite state. The Shiites and Sunnis fight and they hate each other. Occasionally, Saudi Arabia will pull a Shiite cleric and just execute him for the heck of it. This doesn't make the papers a lot. But to have Iran and Turkey in bed together on this, that has got to be addressed, and only the United States can address it. With Turkey, it's very simple. We have economic sanctions on him now for some of what he's doing, even though he's in NATO. We have to tighten the garrote, just like against Putin, the economic garrote. He depends on us. And Iran, quite frankly, we're going to go on to these talks. Iran is in bad faith. They continually lie. They do want a nuclear weapon. They have missiles themselves. They supply Hamas. They supply Hezbollah. These are Shiite, largely, not exclusively, Shiite groups. And a message has to get out to the entire Islamic world, about 1.5 billion people. Knock it off. Stop attacking one country of 6 million people. Because the Judeo-Christianity that underlies Europe, underlies the United States, and underlies all, even though we have separation of church and state, the principles of democracy and the sanctity of the individual over state power, strong in all these areas, we're not going to put up with it. Here's my solution. There is a thing called the Abrahamic Accords, which is a reference to Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, who all revere Abraham. And of all the bad stuff Trump did, he had an accomplishment that has got to be recognized. He got some countries to recognize Israel, make peace with them, and engage in economic relations with them. The Gulf states, the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, even Sudan in Africa, even Morocco. Saudi Arabia, which is sort of ground central for Sunni Islam, because that's where Mecca is and Medina. They permit Israeli airplanes to fly through Saudi airspace to go on economic trips to the Gulf states and elsewhere. There is something to build on here. There's something to build on here. Erdogan has criticized the Abrahamic Accords, the Abraham Accords, because it interferes with the fundamentalist tribal effort and imperative that he's trying to impose on Turkey. Now, this may sound very inside baseball. It's not. It's vitally important. Keep this in mind. Keep it in mind. First order of business, you stop any missiles coming into Israel. Period. End of story. Don't want to hear a lot of this explanation about why and how. Just do it. Secondly, I mean, Turkey has got to understand. Iran, obviously, they won't do it right now. But other countries, get in the Abraham Accords. Immediately, Israeli businessmen went to the United Arab Emirates. United Arab Emirates met with them, went to Israel. They can each do well. They can each make money. They can each prosper. That's what trade is all about. Ultimately, you want boundaries and borders that are as safe as the Canadian-American border. That's what you want. But that can only be done with a very strong hand. Joe Biden, to his credit, is starting through Sullivan and Price and some of his other spokesmen starting to say that, but I want it said a lot stronger. I want a speech from Biden saying there'll be no more rockets in Israel. We stand with them. That's it. Knock it off. There are disputes about apartments and about expansions and this, that, and the other thing. Whether you like the Prime Minister Netanyahu or not, that's something that we take care of offline. But there will be no more attacks on Israel. And if Iran gins it up and Turkey gins it up, we will take action against them. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thank you for taking my call as always. I just wanted to call in and say thanks for explaining the Middle East. It's a very complicated situation over there. It actually kind of scares me what could happen. And you explained it very well, and I thank you for that. And that's why I listen to your show every day, because I learn things. And
thank you.
Yeah, well, it's very complicated. And I will say this, I am myself, I rest a lot easier knowing Joe Biden's the president. He's got a lot of experience, and he's surrounded himself with really good people. And I'm just going to leave it at that today. And thank you again, Matt. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Paul. I really appreciate you calling in. I would have been sorrowful if I hadn't seen your name on the board. Enjoy your calls. Appreciate it very much. The purpose of talk radio, in my view, is a give and take with people who listen, including whether they agree, whether they disagree. But you don't get it from a newspaper, even online. You don't get it from TV, a talking head talking to you, because you don't call them back, and you don't get your digs in, which you should be able to do. Good development down in Texas. A bankruptcy judge, that's a federal judge, their bankruptcy judges are federal judges, just issued a ruling denying the NRA's bankruptcy petition, their filing, the National Rifle Association. This is absolutely important. He said it was an attempt to avoid the New York Attorney General's civil suit, and it was not in good faith. That civil suit accuses them of fraud, embezzlement of money for Wayne LaPierre, $275,000 in Italian silk suits, airplane trips, and a lot of other things. They were using bankruptcy to kind of get rid of that and then reincorporate in Texas. He won't let them. The consequence will be the suit against them by the New York Attorney General goes forward, and it should hit them very hard. Congratulations. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.